does it for you, man. I can't stop your heart from sinking. It's about to turn around. Turn around. I think I know what you're wanting. You don't have to say a thing. Give yourself up to the freedom. Just believe one thing. Believe one thing. I'll be your wild sugar, sweeter than a desert rain. I'll be your wild sugar, like a love-soaked hurricane. I'm gonna wrap myself around you like a pretty daisy chain. I'll be your wild sugar. Maybe I can't fix what's broken, but I can make you smile again. If you let go just a little, just enough to let me in. Come on and let me. Sweeter than a desert rain. I'll be your wild sugar, like a love-soaked hurricane. I'm gonna wrap myself around you like a pretty daisy chain. I'll be your wild sugar.
Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, a little wild sugar for your coffee this morning. Her name, Jenna Torres, and we have been cutting up off the air for about 30 minutes. and I can't believe the girls left me in there alone. Ooh, we're alone now. But we're talking off the air, and it's funny because I wanted to get right into a quick email that someone had sent to me. It's Rachel from Carthage, and she wanted to know, what were you like as a child? Where did you get your influences from, both musically and songwriting? I mean, what was life for you like as a child?
Okay, well, I think the real truth is that as a child, I did not have the main ingredient, which ultimately made me a singer-songwriter, which was that nobody was listening, and I never felt heard. So. Okay. That is, if you want to peel away all the layers without ever going to a shrink, I can tell you right now that what made me the person that I am and the singer-songwriter that I am is because I have and continue to have a deep need to be heard. And music came into me from a variety of places. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with with hymns, with church music. I then fell in love with folk music. I then graduated to rock and roll music and was in bands as a young girl. And, you know, being in bands just elevated me socially to a place where I never thought I'd be at such a young age. So all of a sudden I was like the hot girl in the band. Everybody wanted to talk to me. I was popular, you know, whereas, you know, prior to being in the band, I was a little, you know, I was kind of different, you know, because I was more arty and not following the mainstream kind of rules of what it is to be a girl, you know. So, I mean, music just happened. I didn't grow up in a musical family, but as soon as I understood the power of what it is to sing rather than speak to someone, and I could see that I could literally move somebody through song, that was it. I pretty much, if you look back, I don't think I ever stopped. I've been, you know, this is a business that ebbs and flows. You can be. You can have nothing happening and everything happening. And if you find yourself hanging in over years and years of time, it's just because that's who you are. So at this point, I can officially say, you know, this is who I am. This is what I do. I do it on the good days. I do it on the bad days.
Right.
And it's been the through line to my life. And it's also been, I mean, not to be dramatic, but I could easily say that there are many times in my life when songs have actually saved me, because they're the way that I reach in and process pain, and I turn it from something that hurts to something that has the potential to heal, and it's just never let me go. And I'm so happy that I'm still riding, you know, riding this road on a song, basically.
Well, there you go. Jenna Torres joining us right here, Mississippi Superstar Country. It is a Thursday, and when I say it's a Thursday, I mean it's Thursday. Stick around. Coming up, we'll play some more great music right here on Mississippi Superstar Country, Kix 96.